Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. Again, as always, I hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the show and for all of those that are continuing to listen to the show. We hope that each and every show brings you useful information that you can share with others. And again, that makes the show worth your time. And evidently, that's happening because, again, we keep growing, and I am very thankful for that and very humble to the fact that people are finding the show to be informative and to be worth listening to because your time is very valuable. Today's show is How Do You Really Feel? And some people may be wondering why we came up with this topic, but the reason for it is actually very simple. I come across a lot of people every week, every month, every 6 months, every year. And each time that I come across a person, I, of course, meet people in different stages of their life, meet people in different stages of their mental growth, their physical growth, their financial growth, and also, in some cases, their lacks of those things, spiritual, relationship, all of that. And I just was, the other day, I was sitting outside of a restaurant. And I've noticed it with other people, but the restaurant actually sparked it for me. I was waiting for somebody for an appointment. And outside, as I was sitting there, you know, I was sitting in my car trying to get some stuff done on the computer, my laptop, and I was noticing people that were out of shape, that had physical problems, that had breathing problems, that had a myriad of different things going on with them. And as I was watching them, I was looking at some of these people, and I was thinking, you know, wow, what the heck's going on here? So this show isn't necessarily about trying to make somebody a fitness guru. You know, the latest thing is CrossFit. You know, before that, it was cardio boot camp and other things like that. This really isn't about turning somebody into an Adonis, or turning somebody into, you know, a She-Ra, so to speak, for anybody that might be able to remember back that far, or some type of, you know, goddess to look at physically and with muscles and all of that stuff. What this show is really about is it's about you, the individual, and how do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about your business? How do you feel about your relationship? How do you feel about your physical health? How do you feel about your mental health? How do you feel about your level of intelligence? How do you feel about your level of being able to do some of the things that you want? Are you where you want to be in your life? How do you feel? How is your relationships with your kids? All of those things. But the main thing is, how do you feel? Now, a lot of the show today is going to be on the mental aspect of it, and it's also going to be on the physical aspect of it. I mean, when I see a person that's probably about the same age as me, and they are grossly out of shape to where they can't walk, to where they have difficulties doing certain things. Again, my question is, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about your physical condition? Is it where you want to be? Why are you accepting it as being the way it is if you're not actually satisfied with that level of physical ability? You know, if you're mentally not there, you know, if there's things that you want to learn, what's stopping you from picking up a book? What's stopping you from getting an e-book? What's stopping you from going to your local library and actually just checking out a book on tape or a DVD that you could watch at home? I find that most people that I run into, and maybe the same thing goes for you, we live in a stasis of paralysis. You know, we want to complain. We want to talk about all of the things that are going wrong, but yet very few of us as a whole is taking action. So right now, to whoever's listening, to everybody that's listening, raise your hands if you're not happy with your level of physical ability. Raise your hands if you're not happy with your ability or your flexibility. Raise your hand if there are some new things that you could learn to not only enhance your life, but also to be able to enhance the lives of the people around you. Raise your hand if you think you're worth it. My hand's up, and my hand's up, even though I am in pretty good shape, because I understand that in order for me to stay in pretty good shape, then there's a requirement. None of us that are out of shape got out of shape overnight. It took a process. It took time. None of us that don't know something can't pick up a book. I mean, we live in a time right now, ladies and gentlemen, where we have boundless opportunities, And each one of those opportunities is waiting for us to go ahead and step towards it, to take action to get there. You know, today I actually had a really great conversation with a gentleman by the name of Bob Graham. And Bob owns a company. He helps people with their strategies and helps them realize their dreams and all of these different things. And the name of his company is called Big Pie Strategies. And he's out of the Maryland area. So if anybody's looking for him, he's also on Facebook, Big Pie Strategies. And as I was talking to him, we had kind of a synergy, so to speak. And the synergy was is that we were saying a lot of different things. However, Bob was coming at some of the same things that I was saying with a whole lot of different ways of looking at it. And for me, it was a beautiful conversation because as he was talking, as he was expressing his ideas, as he was giving me his version of what could help me and other people that he's helped to actually succeed and find the success that we want, he was also sharing not only part of his time, but part of himself. And you could hear that he was legitimately caring. So he was helping me through that conversation. He was also helping himself through that conversation. Why? Because he's the type of person that likes to give. And, of course, he does this for a bit for his business, but he's the type of person that genuinely has a desire. He loves what he does, and he was led to help more people. But the interesting thing was is that even though, in my mind, he had more to offer than I did in the area in which he specializes in, we were both growing. We were both developing. And we were also both actually developing a stronger and better relationship for not just whatever business that we do today or tomorrow, but months from now, years from now, and other people that the both of us would like to actually help through our particular endeavors. So that's a mental aspect of it. But all of us have something that we deal with every day, and it's one of probably the major things that holds us back. And one of those major things that holds us back is negative self-talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have an interesting and fascinating story, whether we were born with a silver spoon in our mouths or whether we were born with nothing. All right? We all have an interesting story. We all have something to share. And what I'd like everybody to take away with this today, what I'd like you to take away from this today, is that we also all, you, have special gifts, special talents. Don't let a lackadaisical attitude or a lack of belief in yourself actually make you fit into somebody else's script, okay? Each and every one of us are the stars of our lives, okay? We are the number one star of the picture that we definitely star in, which is ourselves, all right? We are the number one person that should be bringing value to the scripts that we read, to the things that we share, to the people that we connect. We have to stop worrying about what we're contributing to someone else and start thinking about what we're contributing to ourselves so that we can contribute value to someone else. Ladies and gentlemen, if you feel as though you're out of shape, the only person that can fix that problem or fix that concern or address that concern is you. If your business is failing, the only person that can address that concern is you. If your relationships aren't where they need to be, the only person that is qualified to address that area of concern is you. If you can't bend the way that you want to bend, if when you get out of your car you go, ugh, if when you get up in the morning you go, ugh, if your back is hurting, if your limbs are hurting, if a little bit of exercise makes you break out into a river of sweat, that's something that you need to work on. And guess what? Work on it the same way that you got out of shape, if that's what works for you. Not everybody is about to go to CrossFit or do something where they're doing overly extensive amount of physical exercise. Take your time, but do something. If it's for your business, do something. If it's for your relationship, do something. Start. Stop waiting for the perfect day. Stop waiting for it to stop raining. Stop waiting for it to stop being so hot. Stop waiting for your wife to join you, your husband to join you, your boyfriend to join you. Stop waiting for your kids to get out of the house. Stop waiting for someone else to bring you joy. Stop waiting for someone else to bring you happiness. So again, how do you really feel? If there's something you need to express, express it, because guess what? The longer you hold it in, the worse it's going to get, and the more that pressure inside of you is going to build. Again, if your business isn't doing what it needs to do, find yourself some advisors, some teammates, some people that you know and trust that you can talk to. Get yourself a Bob Graham. Get yourself an Ivan Meisner. Get yourself a Bob Berg. Get yourself somebody that's in your circle you may not be able to afford, at least the last two, but get somebody that's in your circle that is doing what you want to do, somebody that actually has your best interest. If you can't find any of those things, there's a library usually close to most of you, within 10 to 20 miles of your house, if not a lot closer. Well, guess what? You can get books on people that have succeeded at the things that you want to succeed at. You can take that information. You can read books upon books upon books. Are you turning your car into a rolling university? There's tapes out there, DVDs out there. There's things out there that you don't know, and that's just the interesting thing. There's so much stuff right in front of us that we don't know and that we're not taking any action to learn that it's almost criminal. Again, today I talked to one gentleman, and he actually added to my life. Today I talked to two people who kindly were nice enough to share with me that I added to their lives. These aren't people that I'm having a physical relationship with. These aren't people that are in my bloodline. These are just people that I had the pleasure and the honor to come in contact with, and I shared with them information that if I hadn't have known it, I would have wished that someone would have shared with me. Not in a superior manner, but in a manner of where we're equals. Because guess what? Everybody's got information to share that could help somebody else. However, if you keep that information to yourself, if you don't tell a person that you love them, if you don't tell a person thank you, if you don't take that extra step, if you don't follow up with somebody that you've already brought a service to or helped, a lot of times you won't find out. Why? Because most of us are so busy being busy that we miss the boat. You know, I've got hundreds of people that I've helped on hundreds of occasions, and a lot of them have never said thank you. I've got hundreds of people who tell me they're going to do things, and they never follow through, and it never happens. I get excuses just like you get excuses. We all do. But the thing is to take that information, learn from it, and make sure that you don't repeat the same mistakes that other people repeated in front of you. For those of you that have mommy daddy problems, understand that your parents probably did the best that they knew how to do with what they knew. They were working from a limited pool, just like you're working from a limited pool. Their experiences are their reality. So if they didn't experience love the way that you want to experience love, it's probably because they didn't experience it. So that means that's something that you need to create for yourselves. Don't repeat the same things that people did that are negative. Stop waiting for someone else to meet you. You're going to give 50% if they give 50%. How about you give 100% and try to go past that? And guess what? If they don't give 50% or they don't give their part, at least you know when you left that relationship, when you stopped that association, you know that you, in your heart and soul, gave everything that you could possibly give. Most of us don't give 100% in anything that we do. So how can you expect someone else to give 100%? Plus that, it really doesn't matter what the world does. What matters is what you do. What matters is not the characters that are out there in the world, but it's the character that you have within you. What you do with your time, what you do with your energy, what you do with your efforts, how you're able to bring quality to another person's life, how you're able to help another individual take their lives to the next step. Again, if everybody would help everybody else, if you would just help the people in your realm, imagine how much richness that would give back to your life. You know, constantly I drive by, you know, car dealerships and things like that, and I look at how much it costs to buy a new car. And then I think about it, hold up, the price of that car is what some people are making a year. Sometimes the price of that car is what some people make in a month. Sometimes the price of that car is what some people make in a day. What's the difference between you and the person that makes that amount in a year, the person that makes that amount in a month, and the person that makes that amount in a day? There is no difference. That person has all of the same qualities and traits as you do. They may have a better skill, but what do? They worked for that skill. They honed that skill. You may think that some people are lucky, but like somebody else said to me years ago, luck is where opportunity and hard work meet. So if you're looking to be lucky, then I guess you and I need to put forth the amount of work necessary to bring us that type of luck, to bring us that type of fortune, to bring us that type of possibility for opportunity to actually bless us in our lives in what we're doing. Stop waiting to hit the lottery. Stop waiting for somebody to give you that magic pill so you can drop all of those pounds. Stop waiting and then finding out that you've waited so long that the opportunities and life has passed you by. So again, how do you really feel about yourself? Are you letting negative talk enter into your life and rule not only your present, but also rule your future? Are you letting the past rule your present? Remember something. Yesterday is gone. It's history. Tomorrow is unforeseen. It's a mystery. But today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. How about making every today the best today that you can make it? How about living your life to the fullest? How about leaving a legacy that other people look back and go, wow? You know, it was interesting. I was listening to a story the other day, and they were talking about Dale Carnegie. And they were talking about how Dale Carnegie met this lady, and the lady said that he was one of the greatest, she heard that he was one of the greatest listeners ever. So Dale Carnegie looked at the woman. She had just come back from Africa, and he said, she complimented him on that, and he said, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I understand that you just came back from Africa. So the lady went to tell him all about Africa. So then after she told him all about Africa, he said, really, so when did you go? And then the lady told him about her preparation and when she went, you know, and then he's like, well, really, so you really enjoyed Africa, and what would you recommend for other people that may want to go to Africa? And then the lady went into this whole other diatribe about what she would like, what she liked most, and what she would recommend for anybody that goes, and all of these different things. So their conversation lasted probably about 30 to 40 minutes, but it was mostly this lady telling him how great her trip was and him actually getting to learn more about her. At the end of the conversation, they went their separate ways. Later on, the lady wrote for a magazine, and in the article she wrote that he was probably the greatest communicator that she had ever met. However, what did he do? All he did was ask her questions about something that she was excited about and something that interests her. So from that interaction, she then wrote an article talking about what a great listener he was. But all he did was pay attention. Most of us aren't paying attention. Most of us are so busy trying to do the self-talk. Most of us are so busy listening to the negative talk that we're not experiencing life. We're living life in some ways vicariously. We sit in front of the television and we vegetate on the television. We go out, if we're doing transportation, going back and forth from work, we again go from our house, which is a box, to our car, which is a box, to whatever's commuting us to and front, which is usually a box, to then getting to our jobs, getting out of that box and going into that building, which is a box, and then going to our office or our cubicle, which is another box, and then spending 8 hours of your day in that box, usually listening to a whole lot of unnecessary negativity. And then what do? You can't wait to get out of that box so that you can go into another box. And then what happens? You get out of that box, you go back into another conveyance of transportation, another conveyance of transportation. Then you get home. Then what do? You go back into your house, and then what do? You go in your room and you stare at a box. Ladies and gentlemen, life is about experiencing and living. Again, not everybody was meant to be a Bill Gates, but everybody has some special gifts to give. Most people will die with their dreams locked up inside of them, and they've not even shared them with anybody. The key to a lot of diseases is sitting in a funeral home or sitting underneath 7 feet of dirt, because that person never stepped out of their comfort zone. That person never dared to be more than what somebody else labeled them to be. That person believed the negative self-talk that had been fed into their heads and that they had inherited and then continued on. You know, I was listening to a young lady not too long ago. Her name is Lisa Nichols. And Lisa Nichols is a person that practices neurolinguistics. And she was talking about when negative self-talk gets into your head, maybe one of the main things that you need to do is, one, get rid of that. So what she did was a physical action, neurolinguistic thinking. And what she did was she said, this is what I do when I've got self-talk and it's negative and it's driving me crazy. She says she takes her hand and she reaches up to the left side of her head and she presses down. When she presses down, she turns off the negative talk. Then she takes her right hand, puts it up to the right side of her head, and she clicks it on. And once she does that, she's clicking the negative off and clicking the positive on. Can she do that? Yes. Is she able to do that? Yes. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Winners never quit and quitters never win. And everything that you need is already within you. You may can tweak it a little bit, but the you is the best and greatest you that it could ever be. However, you need to look at that in a positive sense and take positive action to constantly grow you. Because each of us is a work in progress. Each of us, again, has greatness in us. Each of us has an ability to share great and wonderful things. However, most of us are not doing it. We're not taking the action. We're not doing the things necessary to put us in the position to do the things that we need to do, to help the people that we need to help. We're all trying to keep score. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you listening, please stop trying to take score. Do what's right because it's right. Understand that you're going to give a lot, and there's a lot of people that aren't going to give back. But the relationships that you're going to grow from those people that do give back, the relationships and the feeling of good that you're going to have for yourself because you did what you knew was right and needed to be done, because you were a person of not only great morals but great character that took action to make that thing come to fruition, can be amazing. Don't complain about the people that have all this money and don't do any good when you won't do the things necessary for you to get all that money and then you to do some good with it. Stop waiting for someone else to do your job. Stop waiting for someone else to stop eating the bad food you're eating. Stop waiting for someone else to give you that diet pill. Stop waiting for someone else to give you praise and praise yourself. Do the things necessary so that you can grow and develop. Get, again, yourself a power team, a group of people that have your best interest at heart and you theirs, and share. Find people that are outside of your circle. Maybe you're in the wrong circle. I said the other day, you know, people sometimes need to get out of their box, and I take that back. Most people aren't in a box. You're in a hole. You can't see the light because you're so deep down in that hole. Get out of that hole. And then guess what? Then you can see what the box looks like. And then you can see that that box that you believe is there, that you perceive is there, is actually a lot bigger than you thought. Also, guess what? With a little effort, you can step outside of the box if you want to. You can go and get you a bigger box, all right? You can go and decide that the universe is on your side and it's your box. Again, good things happen. However, most of us aren't paying enough attention to see them. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and I also want to challenge you to pay attention to what's going on in your life. Stop looking for the negative and start looking for the positive, and understand that even the things that you perceive as negatives could be great positives. It's just that you're not seeing them because you're not taking that package and opening it up all the way. You're not seeing the true value in that no, because that no could bring you to a greater yes. You're not understanding that some things don't happen for you because you haven't prepared yourself and you're not ready for them. Some people don't understand that right around the corner is opportunity. However, if you refuse to acknowledge that that's an opportunity and you refuse to take action on that opportunity, then you're right. You're going to miss a lot of opportunities. But most of us constantly ignore great chances, great opportunities, and great ability that's in front of us. Again, take history and use it as a tool to help you deal with your present. Because if you do the things now to take care of your present, your future will be taken care of. There's really not a question about that. Stop waiting to hit the lottery. Stop waiting to do all of those things. If you want to play them, play them. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't make that your plan A. Get yourself a plan A. Get yourself a plan B. Get yourself a plan C, a plan D, a plan E, and as many plans as you need. However, take action on the things that are going to net you what you need to get, and understand that sometimes you have to take a small step, and sometimes many small steps, before you can take those bigger steps. I had a lady just the other day tell me a little story about how she changed her life financially. And she changed her life financially after she lost everything. And her losing everything was her fault, and it wasn't her fault. However, she still realized that she needed to take some action. She took responsibility, which most of us don't want to take, and then she started applying what she learned and action and what she learned from other people to bring her success. So now that same lady is financially sound, financially secure. She's comfortable in her own skin. She's comfortable with her own self. And she's definitely a force to be reckoned with. And I wish you and everyone else that same opportunity to be comfortable in your own skin, to appreciate you for you, and to also appreciate the others around you as being people that can also help you as you help them in your goals and in your life. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show. I want to thank you for listening. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. If you like the show, in the upper left-hand corner is a follow. We appreciate it if you would click that. Also, if you feel as though the show is of value to you. We'll be right back.